almost 6 o'clock. Andy and Mel, morning. It is going to be a little warmer today.
Good.
40 the high. The reason that is good, because it will hopefully melt the inch of ice on my sidewalk that the city of Sioux Falls, I'm quite happy to say, gave everyone an extension on.
Well, that was nice of them.
Yeah, they extended another, they gave us another 48 hours.
That was nice.
Basically because there's a bunch of ice underneath the snow.
Yeah, and you can't really get to that.
It's kind of, unless you have a chopper,
yeah,
which I ended up buying a couple of years ago, it's still a lot of work.
Yeah, well, it's almost impossible, really, if you think about it.
Well, it's not impossible. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so, if you live in Sioux Falls, you've got till Thursday. They normally give you 48 hours after a snowstorm to shovel your sidewalks and driveway, but they're giving us until Thursday now.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mayor Mike.
I don't think he had anything to do with it. It was some other department. I don't remember who. Anyway. It's going to get colder tomorrow, though, and a chance of snow, 50% chance of snow for Valentine's Day and the Bitterball.
Mm.
That is tomorrow. We've got tickets to give away. It's a fun thing every year that we do. Basically, you and your friends will each get 2 free drinks. You'll have the chance to win prizes like cash and jewelry and restaurant certificates and all kinds of different stuff. So we've got that coming up tomorrow night at Bucks. You'll just have to listen to win your tickets, or you can go on the website right now, hotwater47.com, and get your tickets there. Okay, so, first thing, this will be quick, but it's strange, and we had a story kind of like this a couple weeks ago, and it was a little slightly disturbing to me.
Okay.
Remember how it said the guys take longer to get ready than women do?
Yes,
I recall. For the first time ever?
Yes.
Well, according to a new survey by a nail care company called Stylefile.
Okay.
A lot of men spend more time working on their appearance than they do having relations.
They spend more time working on their appearance than relations?
Mm-hmm. 1 in 3 men spend 17 minutes a day grooming themselves. Adds up to 2 hours a week. But those men spend just 30 minutes a week having sex. Which means they spend 4 times as much time in front of a mirror than they do in the sack.
What is going on?
Now, this seems like kind of a silly thing, though, because you get ready every day.
Right.
You know, and in total grooming, is that including the shower and the shave?
I don't know.
I think this is a little... someone digging a little too deep to try to make a point.
It's a good point, though, I think.
Yeah, but you're not getting your bow chicka wow wow every single day.
If you're dating, you are.
If you're newly dating, yeah. Just remember.
Not if you're married, though.
Put a penny in a jar every time before you're married. After you're married, you'll never empty it. Anyway, I found that slightly amusing. There was a story that kind of got me wound up right before I went to bed last night.
Uh-oh.
Might be a little bit of a soapbox. Sorry.
Uh-oh. Okay.
But I saw this on USA Today. It was, I guess originally from the Argus Leader. South Dakota educators might consider shortening medical school to 3 years instead of 4 years. Okay,
yeah.
Med school shortening. Yeah, that's what I want. My doctor to have less education.
Huh.
Now, the deal is if they're going into family practice to be a family doctor, you know.
Right.
The ones at the clinic, they don't cut you open.
Right. They have to do surgery.
They're not operating on you or anything like that. They're just pretty much,
fixing your
touch you all over
sinus
and then
infection and
write you a prescription. According
they touch
to
you all over?
Well, they grab their I didn't mean it the way it sounded, sorry. they check your glands.
Yes, okay.
And
physicals and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Anyway. So this Dr. Susan Anderson, who is a professor at the Sanford University of South Dakota School of Medicine, said, well, you get done faster, you have less tuition, and you take away a year of loans. Oh.
Yeah.
Those poor doctors. Should we start the Doctor Student Loan Relief Fund?
We should, I think.
I think we should.
1-800
I'm sure they're hurting.
Help Docs.
I was thinking more along the lines of 1-800 you.
You are angry about this. They're going to make plenty of money. It's not like they can't pay back their student loans.
I know.
Yeah. That's just dumb.
To me, it sounds like someone has a few too many annoying students on their hands, and they're trying to broom some of them a little quicker.
Maybe. Like, please get out of here. I can't handle you.
Oh, the poor doctors. They have to pay back their student loans.
Wow.
That's just terrible.
Do they still have to do residency and stuff,
though? Yeah. I mean, so, none of that's going away.
They'll pretty much go 7 years instead of eight, is what they're saying there.
The thing is, though, I'm okay with a doctor picking up another year of learning.
I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd kind of prefer it.
Yeah, me too. I like it. I kind of like it the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a friend who became a doctor. I graduated high school with him.
Okay.
And it seemed like he was in school forever.
Because they are.
But they kind of are. And then a few years ago, he finally finished up his residency. And let's just say that... you know, I'm not trying to put him on the spot or anything, which is especially why I'm not naming him, but, I think he did okay with the student loans.
You think so?
Well, I've been to their house.
Ah.
I think they did okay on the student loans.
Gotcha.
Pretty sure.
He's
not hurting because of that extra year of medical school.
Well, the reason for this is because there's a shortage of doctors. Is that what I understood correctly? Was the reason?
Isn't there's more doctors coming out every year.
Yeah, you would think, but why is, I didn't realize there was a shortage of doctors. Not long ago, there was a shortage of nurses.
The change would be the latest effort to move more physician into cities and rural areas across the state. Okay. Well, it wouldn't help surgeons get out any faster. They would still stay for 4 years. I don't know.
Thank goodness.
Okay, if you're trying to get, this sounds like something the state should do to get doctors into rural areas, you know, pay off some student loans.
Right.
For them. They do that with teachers. You know, if you go teach in certain places, you'll get student loans paid off.
That's nice.
You know, but if we're going to shorten the education of a profession to get them out in the workforce quicker, I would say teachers would be the ones to shorten it.
Yeah, doctors aren't the ones that you would want to. Not.
I don't really,
They have to go to school.
You know,
they
people's lives are at stake.
They have to learn that stuff.
Every bit of education they get, I am fine with. Teaching, on the other hand, I was almost a teacher. I had a semester of classes left.
Right.
Most of which were I was going to be secondary ed, so most of them were history classes. And I had taken a lot of the ed courses. And let me tell you, a lot of those classes were a lot of wah, 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 wah.
I'm sure.
just maddeningly. There was good stuff in some of them. But
right.
the percentage of good stuff in them was about 20% and about 80% BS.
Eh.
So if we're going to shorten the time it takes to become something, I would go with teacher over doctor. Any day.
Yeah. Anytime that we're worried about somebody that's going to fix us.
Yeah. And it always brings me back to the doctor who wanted to give me an x-ray for my sinus infection. Really? An x-ray for my sinus infection that I've had many times before and never had an x-ray for.
Mm-hmm.
And was just prescribed an antibiotic and sent on my way. No, you want to do an x-ray on my skull for a sinus infection. Okay. No, you're not doing an x-ray on my head. Write me a prescription,
right.
And so I can go get on the air.
Right.
This is when I was doing afternoons, and I was so mad.
I would have been, too.
It was like so
x-ray?
Aggravating.
No.
I don't have a fractured skull, lady.
Yeah, this is...
I have a sinus infection.
This just seems so odd. You think the school would want more money, too. Like, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't... seem right either.
Oh, well, the universities are overcharging everybody in such an insane amount anyway. I mean, more than half of the cost to go to these classes is not tuition. I mean, half of it is just fees.
True.
The actual tuition is not as much as you think.
Wouldn't it look bad? Like, let's say this doctor takes its 3 years instead of four, and then he goes to, I don't know, Minneapolis, and... they look at like how long they're in school. Wouldn't they look at that going?
I don't think it would say that.
Really?
No. Because I don't think it would say that.
I would look as an if I was an employer hiring a doctor, I certainly wouldn't want to hire somebody that's only went to school for 3 years.
Every other medical licensing board in the country would know that South Dakota only requires 3 years for family practice
doctors.
Is there
any other one?
No, I'm not a doctor. I don't know if that's that big a deal or not. As a patient, I know I want my doctor to have as much school as possible.
Exactly.
That's all. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Okay.
O.J. Simpson.
That's your prescription.
Yeah. O.J. Simpson threw a Super Bowl party in prison, and he's gay now.
What?
Yeah.
He's gay now.
A source says that he might be turning gay. Apparently, there's a group of inmates known as the Girls.
Ah, the Girls.
And they call him DJ.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Which is short for Daddy Juice. Just throwing it out there. I have no further comment. News is next. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 622. We're going to top out at 40 today. It's 23 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I want to work at a nice restaurant on Valentine's Day and put fake engagement rings in every girl's drink.
That would be funny.
Right?
That's a good one.
Hot 104.7.
Today is February 13th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because Prince Michael Jackson Jr. is 16 today.
Wow.
Yeah. How old are you feeling today, Mel?
Holy cow.
Mina Suvari is 34 today. She was in the American Pie movies, also Kevin Spacey's downfall in American Beauty. Yeah,
I remember her now.
Okay. Peter Gabriel is 63 today.
Yeah.
Shock the monkey. And there was another video he had, I remember, back in the late 80s, early 90s. Sledgehammer. Really weird video.
Yeah.
You sledgehammer.
I remember that one.
Mike Krzyzewski is 66 today. He's the legendary Duke basketball coach. His name is spelled Krzyzewski.
All right.
That's Krzyzewski. And Jerry Springer is 69 today. He's been over for a while.
Jerry.
1542, King Henry VIII, I am Henry VIII, was executed. Or pardon me, he executed his fifth wife, Catherine Howard, for committing adultery.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently he thought the women were all the problem why he wasn't having kids.
Me thinks it was probably him.
Yeah, some blanks being shot there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1972, Led Zeppelin was forced to cancel their Singapore concert when officials wouldn't let them off the plane because of their long hair. 1998, the Eagles sued the National Foundation to Protect America's Eagles, claiming the organization infringed on the band's name and image. Don Henley and his horrible corporate greed lost. Thankfully. Aww. 2006, Lou Ferrigno, who back in the day was the Incredible Hulk on TV, was sworn in as a reserve deputy sheriff in Los Angeles County.
I would be scared of him.
Yeah, he's a big dude. 2012, Adele won all six categories she was nominated for at the Grammys. And she even won one this year she shouldn't have because it was a leftover from last year. But today is the greatest day I have ever known because it is the 36th birthday of an NFL legend, an icon. And if you ask him, he's the greatest wide receiver ever to play the game.
Oh.
He's not, of course. He's probably the most talented one to ever play the game. But he had kind of an attitude problem, you know. Remember when he got fined by the NFL for squirting a squirt bottle at a referee? And they asked him outside the Vikings facility, well, hey, how you gonna pay? How you gonna... Are you going to write a check? No, I don't do checks, man. Well, how do you pay?
Straight cash, homie.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Moss is 36 today.
Yay!
Still, never won a Super Bowl. Part of me is glad he didn't. Anyway, that is why today, February 13th, is...
Straight cash, homie.
What's coming up in the dirt?
Well, Mama June, dude, Dancing with the Stars. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
It is 6:26. Coming up, we will have 7:40 this morning. We announced it yesterday. One of us is leaving the show, and we will tell you which one of us it is coming up at 7:40 this morning. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 6:39, up to 40 today. I know, I was waiting with bated breath. I couldn't wait to find out who won. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Oh, you have to know.
Now tonight's Best in Show winner.
Oh.
Well, the 137th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. It's the Affin Pinscher.
Yeah. This is why I hate February.
137th Westminster Dog Show thingy.
Yeah, I hate February. There's absolutely...
It's like dog month during February.
It's
the Puppy Bowl.
Terrible. I mean, well, first off, the Super Bowl isn't even supposed to be in February. It's supposed to be at the end of January.
That's true.
For some reason, they pushed back the season till like the second or third week of September. So now the Super Bowl's in February. And there is nothing going on this month.
I know. It's like snooze fest.
All that there, I mean, especially if you're a sports fan, it really sucks. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a diehard basketball fan.
Right.
Which I'm not.
I know.
I don't really care about college basketball until the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the NBA until the conference semifinals. So
yeah, it's just
and those
boring right now.
I think those happen like in August.
Gosh, you'll just have to play more of your PlayStation.
I guess so.
And spend some time with the fam.
Or watch spring training baseball.
Who watches spring training baseball?
No one does.
Oh, okay. I mean, I wouldn't mind going out to Florida where it's warm.
Yeah, I mean, if I was actually in Florida or Arizona.
Yeah, and then watching.
That'd be great, yeah.
Joe Mauer.
I did, but even then, though, it's like,
sorry,
it's mostly minor league baseball, you know, because the starters really don't play very long most of spring training.
I would just want to see Joe Mauer.
Yeah, you wouldn't see much of him.
I'll stalk him a little bit.
Okay. That's enough. Some more random statistics about Valentine's Day.
Okay.
That I picked out of the 8 million Valentine's Day surveys floating around online.
There's a few.
There's one or two.
Mm-hmm.
The worst time to buy a last minute flowers is tomorrow at 3 p.m. That's when flower shops have hit their peak.
Okay.
The top three most popular places to take a Valentine's Day, to take a date on Valentine's Day are a French restaurant.
Mm, ooh la la.
A cupcake shop.
That's so cute. I like that.
And a winery.
I like that too.
Plenty of people have had sex for reasons other than love. 91% have done it with someone out of just sheer desire. 33% did it while drunk or high. 18% did it out of spite.
What?
And 18% did it out of ambition.
Oh, boy.
Maybe to further their career?
Ambition.
Yeah. There's some people who are 58% of people in one survey said they're going to, quote, enjoy a little pain. Yeah.
Okay.
50 Shades of Grey. 4% of people say they have had sex every day last month.
Well, it's cold. Congratulations.
It's cold out, of course.
Wow. It's impressive.
That is. Don't you have jobs?
Yeah, right. And clean the house. Play some PlayStation.
I bet their house is a disaster.
I bet you it is.
Just a total complete disaster. I have a story here that says that parents are all gigantic liars.
Liar, liar, pants on fires.
About how sleep deprived they are. I am going to partially agree with it too.
Okay.
That is coming up next. Hang on. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mal? It's 6:51. I have 45 minutes from now. We will tell you which one of us is leaving the show.
Yes, we will.
So there's a story out that was on today.com about how, as in the Today Show. And I agree with it for the most part, but there's one aspect of it I don't agree with at all. Now, if you are not a parent, get ready to have less sympathy for those who are. If you are a parent, get ready to say, well, this is clearly not accurate.
Okay.
According to a study out of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, parents aren't really that much more sleep deprived than you know, people who aren't parents. For every kid under the age of two, you only get 13 fewer minutes of sleep per night than someone without a kid.
Hmm.
I have two kids under two.
Yeah.
Now, Rockley does not cost us any sleep whatsoever.
He sleeps through the night.
Oh, he goes down at 8. You got to wake him up by 8 o'clock.
Gotcha.
I mean, he sleeps 12 hours a night. He's not a problem. However, there is that whole newborn factor.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's not getting sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am not really getting much less sleep than I used to.
Okay.
Before Asaya was born. I am on the weekends sometimes.
Right.
Because usually I'll take him for a few hours and just stay up late and give him a couple extra feedings and let Crystal sleep. But, yeah, I don't think this was factoring in newborns.
I don't think so.
At all.
Mm-mm.
Now, because it's also averages.
And I
you
was,
know,
when I was, you know, the girls were little babies. I was up every couple hours when they're newborns.
Yeah. And that lasts for a month or two.
Yep.
You know, or even a little longer sometimes. I mean,
depends if they're
just depends on the kid.
Yeah.
Because Rockley was sleeping through the night. Like he would finally wake up hungry at about 5.
Once you get him on a good schedule, usually.
Yeah. But
not
the big thing
every
was
kid. But
the big thing was once he started sleeping through the 2 o'clock feeding, that's when life got better.
That's always better.
Yeah. For every kid age 2 to 5, you get 9 fewer minutes of sleep. For every kid age 6 to 18, you get 4 fewer minutes of sleep.
Okay.
So according to this, even if you've got a newborn, a 3-year-old, and a 7-year-old, that's only 26 minutes less sleep than someone without kids.
Hmm.
Well, as someone who has a 4-year-old, a 15-month-old, and a 1-month-old, I can call bullcrap.
Yeah. I don't.
At least for my wife, not me.
Yeah.
In church on Sunday, our pastor actually said, Andy, how's everything going? I'm like, good. You guys getting any sleep? I am. I'm not being a jerk there. I just.
No.
I have to go to work the next day.
Yeah. And she's on maternity leave.
Right.
So.
Right. There was. I got into such an argument. I think we talked about this one time, like a year or two ago. A friend of mine was saying how it's not fair. He's not getting up in the middle of the night with the baby. He's got to go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
You can sleep through the day. You can sleep whenever the baby's
on the baby. Well,
is
it's not,
sleeping.
That's easier said than done sometimes. I don't know how many times I would be so tired that literally I'd wake up with the babies on my chest while I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Feeding, like from breastfeeding in the middle of the night.
But I mean, is it really fair for dad to get up when he's got to go to work in the morning?
No. I mean, I think every once in a while, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Especially if you're bottle feeding. If you're breastfeeding, mommy's the only one that can do that.
Well, you
unless
can
you're pumping.
Still pump.
Yeah, but if you're not pumping like right in the beginning and stuff.
Well, yeah, at the very beginning.
Yeah.
But I mean, the first few days, I wasn't even at work.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't here for a week.
Well, yours is a little different.
A little different this time around, yeah.
But I didn't pump though for a while.
Yeah, Crystal was a little gifted there this time around. She was pumping from jump.
That's pretty nice to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I had a hard time with it with pumping actually.
Yeah, it was. It just went well. Let's just say that we're out of room in the freezer. Need to upgrade the freezer.
That's funny. Need a deep freeze or what?
No, we have one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy breast milk, Batman.
Yep. We've got baby food stores just in case the apocalypse comes. That's for sure. Got news on the way. Hang on.
Hot 1047.com.